Ignacio, what do you believe is the number one issue in Chapel Hill Carrboro in the school district that needs to be addressed?
The number one issue has been and always will be equity amongst our student population. I think that goes across the board for most schools. But the issue is not mutually exclusive. About 20 years ago, our school system was about 4,000 students, and now we're at 12, and soon we'll be at 20. So the prerogative now is to restructure and modernize our school system so that we can give the best education to all our students. That's a very diverse population, and equity plays a huge role in that. But if the other factors aren't playing as well, we're not going to be able to achieve that.
And in a general sense, how do you intend to address that and other issues that come up?
Well, I have a lot of experience when it comes to financial budgeting as well as public policy consulting. I first started off my career doing that, and then I moved on into finance. And I think that the board has already taken action on this by hiring Dr. Frisella as the new superintendent. I think everybody is behind a lot of his strategies. But as a board member, we're expected to make sure that he is hitting all the points and that he has put out as his roadmap.
We're speaking with Ignacio Jumas, a candidate for the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board. How, as a member of the school board, are you going to make sure that all the voices of the Chapel Hill Carrboro district are heard?
Well, it's important. The Board of Education is very similar to a board of director of a company, and the superintendent is like the CEO. And we serve the community, and they're the shareholders, and we do that by being active with all the community thought leaders and taking into account issues as they come about and bringing that to the attention of the superintendent's office and giving them advice and perspective. So it's very important to have an extremely diverse board.
And what's the one thing that sets you apart from the other candidates?
Well, we're very fortunate because all the candidates are fantastic. Even the current board members are amazing. But what sets me apart is that I actually, being a first-generation Mexican-American, went through this problem where I was having disciplinary behavioral problems, academic problems, very young. And there were very few administrators that took notice and helped me and turned that around. And I, found my passion for education, got educated, and went on to go to Ivy League school and have a series of businesses and be successful. So I think that perspective will be really important to providing for closing the gap in the equity that we have right now.